Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Very interesting guy joining me on the line right now. I interviewed him a few years ago, and what a story he tells. It is not a story, it is a journey. It is a log of a journey and evolution of a soul. And don't we all have stories to tell? And when we can grow from sharing stories, our stories with others, and hearing their stories. So Nissim Black, he's a musician. There's always been a musician. I think music is either in your blood or it isn't. I've never met anyone who doesn't like music. But he has performed and worked with some huge, huge stars. And he joins me on the line right now. Good morning, Nissim. Boker Tov, how are you?
Boker Tov, how are you?
Nissim, not a great line, but we'll see how far we can go. Can I call you Rabbi yet? Or Rav?
No, not yet.
How are you? How are you doing since we last spoke?
I'm doing amazing. Yeah, like everybody else.
Okay, good. And how are your children? How's your family? Have you settled down? You're living in Israel now. What's life like for you?
Yes. We love it here in Israel. We are, we've just been growing as a family. My kids are getting older by the second and by the day, you know.
Yeah.
And, it takes a while to realize, I was talking to my wife yesterday and she's like, oh, well, your daughter needs clothes. I was like, well, then we bought her last week and the week before that and the week before that. So when is she getting married? Like, when do we get to turn over this responsibility to somebody else? Because I thought we just got clothes, But the kids growing, enjoying life, doing the best that they can during these times.
Yeah, 100%. What a challenge it is. But I think people who have a spiritual context for it have an easier time dealing with it. I think if you don't have a spiritual context for it, it's just unexplainable, and it's going to be tougher, for sure. Nissim, you've revisited the Hava Nagila song. Tell me why you went back to Hava Nagila. What's been interesting is to see the metamorphosis, how you brought Jewish music into your life, and it was part of your story as well. And it's even changed, from, A Million Years, which was more mainstream. It's become more hip hop, which is more natural to you and closer to your natural style. Tell me about that.
So, the thing is, there's a new line, but it's really true. Hip hop is the new pop. And I sort of feel like, it's a certain gift and natural talent, as you just said. And it's like, how can I have like the number one, musical genre? Like hip hop has really like swept the world,
Yeah.
And kind of turned it upside down. And, for there to not be a Jewish voice there, that's a major problem. That means Hashem doesn't have representation in one of the rooms.
I do.
So, I felt like it was major important, to do that. Not only will it be able to affect the change, I feel like within the Jewish world, but also in the non-Jewish world. I was a young kid growing up, being raised by hip hop, and being raised by the artists, and it wasn't too many guys that, now I could look back and say I wish I looked up to, So. It comes with a tremendous challenge and responsibility, but I sort of felt like, specifically with Hava Nagila, there's no better way to tell that story over than, with the most known Jewish song that there is. You don't have to be Jewish to know Hava Nagila. Everybody knows Hava Nagila, right?
Exactly. Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish. Exactly.
Exactly. And you take that record and to be able to speak about being proud of who you are, not only racially, but my connection to my Yiddishkeit, to Judaism, and to sort of put a face in the front of everybody who had something anti-Semitic to say, also from the black community. I just felt like it was most appropriate to be heard. people will hear it on Hava Nagila.
Yeah, incredible. Okay, so we actually want to play the Hava Nagila song. What have you changed about it?
So I changed a little bit of the chorus. What didn't I change about it, I guess, is more so.
Okay, what didn't you change about it?
You know, Baruch Hashem, I had my sons sing on it. They were kind of like, it was hard for them because they wanted to sing it like the traditional way. So I had to hip hop it out a little bit. I made a couple stutter steps, and then I did what we called, you know, chop and screwed on the beginning, some pre-chorus, and then, you know, in the middle, I just sort of got noisy a little bit. So I think it's, I don't think you ever heard Hava Nagila with the 808 kick drum in there neither. So
that is true. The last Hava Nagila that I heard you do was actually a remix that you did with Gad Elbaz. That was the very first song and the first time that I came across the name Nissan Black.
Really? Oh no, Hashem Melech. Hashem Melech.
Hashem Melech. Yes, that's right.
Right before we did Hashem Melech, he did do a version of Hava Nagila. Yes. You're right.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to play your song. Nissan Black, how are you managing in these times? I mean, you can't perform gigs. What are you doing? And how do we catch up with you?
Amazing. So I'm doing a couple things. I am doing, like, gigs online. People have been hiring me for Zoom. I actually did one a few hours ago.
Yeah.
Actually been up since like, I had to shoot, I think it was like 3 a.m. So you could get some crazy hours, but you know, we're booking up venues and doing full on concerts, obviously to an audience that's only online. So that's been awesome. I speak as well. So, you know, I have another lecture I'm giving tonight at Aisha Torah in Jerusalem.
Wonderful.
So I've been moving around a little bit like that. And then the term is music. I'm releasing a new song every week. I actually just released another song yesterday. So every week I've been releasing new music for the last few weeks. And I'm probably going to keep it going until maybe 5 months or so.
Well, that's your challenge. Haven't you set a challenge that you're going to release a song a day? Was that the challenge? Or was it a song a week?
Nah, it's not. It's so challenging because I got so much music I've been sitting on. You know, so it makes it a little bit easier when you're able to create. What COVID did do was it forced me to put a studio in my house, and you know, so I have so much material, and it's like hard to decide, oh, we're gonna do this album, oh, we're gonna cut songs, then I'm gonna cry. So let's just put it all out there. Let's take it one song at a time, and it's a beautiful thing because it keeps the audience engaged and excited. But then also gives you an opportunity to sort of like, you know, do a survey, see what works, see what people love the most, see, you know, really it's that, the spot for people musically.
Right. And just before I play your version of Hava Nagila, when you speak, what do you speak about? Like, what are you speaking about at Aish later?
Yeah. Like, I think tonight I'm going to speak about Chizuk, about Emunah, and, probably going to tie it in with Hanukkah. And really how to grow, you know, I think it's a time right now. Everybody wants to know, like, well, everything else has been shut down. Like, what am I supposed to do with my time? And it's obviously in my opinion, it's a call from God saying that I want you closer. I want you to come closer to me. So, I'm going to speak about Emunah tonight and growth, personal growth.
Yeah. You know, it's, I love that you said that. That this time it's like God saying, I want you closer to me. Cause you know, I was speaking, Nissim, during lockdown level 5 here, where it was, well, you've just come out of such a lockdown where, you know, where you can't move. There's no work for, unless you're an essential service, that sort of lockdown. I actually spoke to a Mohel and I said, what happens with a bris at this time? And he said, Kathy, it's just me and the parents and the baby. And just like that, I got it. That this is not about who did the catering, who's doing the lift, who brought what, who came, who wasn't able to. The whole focus is on the covenant between those children, that child, and God. And it's simplified us. It's brought us back to our essence in so many ways. And that's a blessing. There is a blessing in that.
It is for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Anytime you get to cut out the distractions, you know, as myself being a breastlover chassid, you know, the way that they say, quarantine here is bidud, which comes from bodeh, to be alone.
which Rabbi Nachman teaches all the time about he bodedut. He wanted his chassidim to be alone with Hashem, you know. So it's given me a lot of opportunity to be boded, to be alone, and to be able to spend some time with Hashem. It's been amazing.
Nissim Black, you're amazing, and just wish you chizuk, and just onwards and upwards. Only good things.
Only good. Thank you.
Thank you so much. God bless, Nissim. Bye.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.